This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Six people at a rally in support of Israel hostages are in hospitals after an attack at the famous Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, Colorado.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
Mark McCulloch, FBI special agent in charge of the Denver field office, a shirtless man was brought into custody, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon. He, too, is now in the hospital, but it's unclear why. The FBI in Washington is treating the attack as an act of terrorism. Israel denies shooting at a crowd of starving Gazans who were lined up at a food distribution site that it runs, along with the U.S. in Rafah. 31 people died. 179 people were wounded, most with bullets or shrapnel. Ukraine says its drones destroyed more than 40 Russian planes deep in Russia. This is ABC News. Little exercise seems to go a long way in boosting survival rates for colon cancer patients. Doctors at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute say exercise, simple exercise, can prevent cancer from coming back. They call their study extremely exciting. North America's oldest corporation has closed its doors for good after 355 years in business. The Hudson's Bay Company has been around since 1670, but they're citing lower store traffic, the COVID pandemic, and the ongoing trade war with the U.S. as reasons for closing. A pet zebra remains on the run after it broke away from its owners Saturday afternoon, shutting down traffic on Interstate 24, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Will White's home security camera picked up the images and the sound of the zebra hoofing it. As it vanished into the woods, giving drivers quite a shock bolting through traffic. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
time? Did you make some time to finally talk to someone?
Rob Roberts here with your second whole hour of local things, and we kicked it off with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. They're live in Stevens Point on 614, then Fox Valley Pride Weekend, 621 in Appleton, and Sheboygan, where the surf is always rad, on 628, and then in Oshkosh on 629. The local Proudly Pride artist kickoff and all the local sounds in this half hour are powered by Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies. Stop in 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship right to your door by going to shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Next up is Charlie Boy, who's live right now in La Crosse. But if you missed that show, they're doing live stuff next on 6-7 at the Gamma Ray, or 6-14 at Riverside Park at Art Spire. You're listening to local music on Max Inc. Radio.
Pray to me, we're getting tired of No one ever really wants to be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and to stay. No one ever really wants to be up the slate. No one ever.
That's 7,000 Apart, and it's so great that they're back in the USA. We have a ton of shows lined up for you. Catch up with them by connecting yourself right to Max Inc. Radio, into all that social media that you just love, and then we'll connect the two of you together. 7,000 Apart is at Malone, Wisconsin on 6-1, then Green Bay on 6-6, 6-8 Appleton, 6-11 Fort Atkinson. Looking for something a little bit more southern Wisconsin? Well, Louie and the Flash Bombs, they're at the Monona Union Terrace on 6-7 Lakeside, 6-19 Milwaukee, 6-21 Manitowoc, and then, of course, Summerfest, 7-5. This is Unapologetic on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions. Turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life, and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip, and daring. Something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Smallish frame, no price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you lived.
steps ahead. The price too large for art. No price too large for fame. No price too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame.
Shawn Michael Jardine. We get to talk to him about all the great shows coming up outside at the Memorial Terrace this summer. If you missed that interview, hear it again on the podcast page. Subscribe, and I'll hang out in your pocket and be ready to deliver you local music when you're ready. Tay and the Neighborly Now, they're live on 615 at the Marquette Waterfront, 710 Phillips, Wisconsin, 711 Highbridge, Wisconsin, and 726 Brady Street in Milwaukee. Oh, and don't forget about that mile of music that's coming up. That's going to be on 81 and 82. This is Self Help Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't need to ask. permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for yourself for a little self-help.
Mr. Frank Martin Bush. And yes, we double dip wheelhouse in hour number one, but see that front man, Mr. Frank, do a bunch of other local gigs all across Wisconsin this summer. 6-8 Albany, Wisconsin. 6-17 Concerts in the Park at Black Earth, Wisconsin. 6-19 Garver Feed Mill. And on 6-22, I'm going to see him at the Eastside Club. Frank takes us to break with My Life on Max Inc. Radio. See you on the other side. That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll
went to break and came out of break with two in a row from the Jimmys. Now, Jimmy K is really close to getting that trademark for the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. And we can see those Jimmys are live on 6-1 in Fitchburg, 6-5 in New Glarus, 6-11 Edgerton. All this local music and massive power bill for the Jimmy Tracker is taken care of by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. It doesn't matter if it's wood, vinyl, chain link, or aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call and they'll call you right back. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. The People Brothers Band just released even more dates that you can see them live this summer, and it goes into late summer. But if you're planning something on 6-12 through 6-14, they're going to be at Bonfire at the Driftless Garden, 6-18 River Roundup in Milwaukee, 6-19 Atwood Fest Music Hall right here in Madison, 7-3 Summerfest, of course. Connect even more dates by following us here in the After Hours. Type in Max Inc. Radio, and then we'll let you know when we know. This is Down the Mountain now on Max Inc. Radio.
on me at night. Ask, is everything alright?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. game we're forced to play. I'll roll the dice and maybe win someday. I break all the rules, it's my new strategy. Just playing it nice, it always leads to my defeat. Self-destruction is key in the business of broken hearts. The business of broken hearts. You're not alone.
You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
In the business of broken hearts.
Isaiah and the New People are live, 75 Bayfield, Wisconsin. Did You Run is their new single, and we'll close out the night tonight with that single on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down in the
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A shirtless man terrorized the Sunday afternoon crowd at the famed pedestrian mall in Boulder, Colorado. FBI Special Agent Mark Mikulik.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
He was brought into custody and will likely face terrorism charges. That's what the FBI is calling it. Six people were burned in the attack, some severely, at a rally in support of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. Israel denies firing on 31 people reported dead in Gaza lining up for food and aid. Activist Greta Thunberg set sail Sunday for Gaza, leaving Italy with other activists.